BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads.
It's 1 o'clock. I'm Zoe, I'm 17, and I'm from Chelmsford. You might not know this, but I'm about to join the Spice Girls. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio.
Hi, here is the podcast for Friday the 12th of October. Remember on Wednesday when Chris spoke French to that girl in France and she loved his pinner accent on the phone? So much so, I had a little surprise for Chris today. It's on this podcast. You will want to hear this. Some Dear Scott from the PR4L. If you're looking for love, you might have been spotted. It's more missed connections. And why our listener Zoe is about to join the Spice Girls. Enjoy the podcast. On Wednesday, we decided to put it to the test. Do the French love our accents as much as we love theirs? So Chris called up a restaurant, speaking French, but in his lovely Northwest London pinner accent. But will they swoon like we do when they speak a bit like this? Could he seduce a French just using his lovely normal speaking voice?
But French, like saying the French words.
Yeah, but just in your voice, not putting on an accent.
Yeah.
Now, please don't text in if you haven't heard this before. If you do speak French, or maybe you are an actual French, there could be a couple of, I don't know, a couple of verb endings wrong in what Chris is saying here. He's not 100% fluent. But you'll get the idea. This is what happened.
Bonjour, ça va?
Oui, ça va bien. C'est qui? Je parle de qui?
Oui. Je m'appelle Chris. J'habite le Watford. J'ai 11 ans.
Ah, you are English?
Oui.
Yep, so you're English?
Yep. J'ai 11 ans.
Yes.
Je m'appelle Chris. J'habite le Watford. J'ai 11 ans.
It's just what you learn at school. It always stays with you.
We worked out that's probably when I learnt that phrase.
Tu adores mon accent?
Well, en fait, oui, j'adore bien. C'est très mignon. On dit cute, yes. It's nice.
Mon accent.
C'est assez sexy. C'est sexy, je trouve.
Are you saying that you like my accent?
Yes, your accent is very nice. Yes.
Really?
But I don't understand why you are calling me.
Hang on. But je t'aime une date demain. C'est possible?
A date, like you want to meet me. Rendez-vous.
Le chicken.
But it's going very well.
Strangely well.
Just a random call to a place in France.
Est-ce que tu connais le 24 years at the tap end?
I don't understand. Je comprends pas.
Est-ce que tu connais 12 Yara Don? Le end of tap.
You say you're kind of really bigging up yourself here, in case she may have heard of you. But Tappan hasn't quite reached France.
Well, j'ai une celebrity dans le Breton.
You have a celebrity in England?
I'm a celebrity.
You are famous?
Very famous.
How are you famous?
J'ai un it boy. À la Londe.
C'est quoi ça? What is it boy?
Man about town. Player.
Player. Ah, d'accord. Vous êtes football. You play football.
She sounds keen though, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Do you think she sounds hot?
I think so.
With her accent there? Do you think she sounds hot as well?
I think so.
I think she was definitely sold on you.
Oui. Yes. Oui. Comme David Beckham, famous football player.
Yes.
Do you really think my voice is le sexy?
Yes, I think it is a very nice accent and it makes me feel like I want to meet you, you know? I want to be your friend, you know?
Yes.
Incredible results. One phone call is all it takes. They love it.
But it shows, I mean, the lesson we learned from that is it works.
Yeah, I mean, the theory is there, 100%.
Yeah.
They love our accent. Now, I've got a little Friday surprise for you next, all right?
Right.
Don't worry, it's all good. You'll like it. Scott Mills. Sorry to stop the music. This is a recorded message. Chris can't hear this. I've turned the speakers down in the studio. If you were listening on Wednesday, you may also remember me saying, what Chris doesn't know is that Isabel isn't a French girl who works in a restaurant. She's English, and she's a friend of a friend. Chris still totally believes he seduced a French girl with his Pinner accent. Remember, I asked you what we should do next. So keep listening to Radio 1. We have some of your suggestions coming up to surprise Chris.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, Chris, on Wednesday, you proved you could seduce a French girl just using your quite sexy accent.
Do you really think my voice is le sex, sexy?
I think it is a very nice accent, and it makes me feel like I want to meet you, you know? I want to be your friend, you know?
Yes. It went surprisingly well, I thought.
I know. A lot of our listeners were saying things like, right, I'm booking for France right now.
Yes.
You are a lad ledge.
Yeah.
What do you think Isabel looks like? Can you kind of imagine her?
Well, there was a magazine floating around the office upstairs, and the way I saw her was like the girl that was on the front cover of that. Quite good looking.
Mm.
Got the European look.
What sort of magazine was this, please?
It's all above board. Don't worry.
Right. Well, listen, because it's Friday, I've got a little surprise for you.
What do you mean?
You don't have to go to France, because I have bought France to you.
Right. How?
Please welcome, from actual France, Isabel!
You won't...
Here she is!
So,
it's Isabel!
Right. Hello. Is this...
Have a seat, Isabel.
How's this happened? You're... What's... OK, this is kind of weird.
Isabel, welcome to our country.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
How...
Thanks for coming in.
Well, how have you done that? But this is weird, isn't it?
Like, it's not that far.
Okay.
So what did you think when you got that call from Chris on Wednesday, Isabel?
I found it a bit bizarre. It's a bit strange to see him here.
Yeah.
But your friends, they brought me here to meet you.
Did you pay for this?
Maybe. So, I mean, you love his accent.
Ah, oui.
Right.
Say a few more things in French, Chris. But using
no,
your accent.
Go on. It's different on a phone.
Isabel likes it.
Yes.
Okay.
You're very good.
Thank you. Merci. to enjoying Angleterre?
Ah, oui. I spoke with you. You are a football player?
Yeah. This is ridiculous.
I am so excited to meet you.
Yeah.
Your voice is so, so magnifique.
Yeah.
So you're here for the weekend, Isabel?
Yes.
Is it all right if Isabel stays with you? Like,
right. This is brilliant. Would you like to go out for chicken with me?
Chicken?
Yeah, le chicken.
Is that where you're going?
I can't believe you brought her over from...
Is that where you're going to take Isabel?
I don't know. I didn't know this was happening. This is... I don't know what to do in this situation. This is a weird one.
Well,
But you're free all weekend. You're like, you're here.
Yeah, are you weak? They brought my friend over also.
Yeah.
Yes, this is another surprise we've got for you. So you've brought a friend with you.
We both very much like your accent, and we thought perhaps we could spend the weekend with you.
So you've got two of them?
Yes.
Yeah, well, yeah, I didn't know, but Isabel seems to have brought her friend over. What's your friend's name?
This is so good.
My friend, Michelle.
My mates are going to love this.
Michelle.
Michelle.
And okay. Michelle likes English men?
Oh, we both adore English men.
Wicked.
So do you think you could, like, for a weekend, entertain Isabel and Michelle?
So how does it... What's the agreement? Have you... no offence. Have you paid for her? Like, what?
I mean, they're both here for the weekend.
Right.
Because Isabel, like, she didn't travel on her own, so Michelle's come as well. All right, should we bring Michelle in?
I can't wait.
Oui,
okay.
Oui.
If you want to bring in Michelle, then.
Right.
Okay.
So how old's Michelle?
And here is... Michelle!
Bonjour.
Oh, you're Michelle.
Ça va?
Oh, right. Ça va?
Ça va. Yeah.
What do you think, Chris?
Okay. It's a continental thing, maybe.
So,
you come with us for the weekend, huh?
You're Michelle.
Oui.
I see. Okay, and are you together? I don't know what the French is for it. Are you
boyfriend and girlfriend sort of thing.
We both love your accent.
So, Michelle, you love
Chris's voice too, right?
Yes, magnifique.
Well, yeah.
The accent, très bon.
Right.
Say some more things to Michelle, Chris.
Yeah. Michelle.
Yeah, some words, right. Some sentence.
Ça va, mate.
Now, Michelle, you love English men, right?
I do, especially the footballer.
Yeah. I don't know, Scott, this is ridiculous. What's gone on here?
Well, they're both here all weekend, that's right, yeah?
Yes. Maybe Le Foot.
You go back, what, Sunday night, is that right?
Sunday.
Sunday.
This is exciting, right? So good.
You show us a good time.
Listen, what we'll do is, you seem a little bit, I don't know.
Michelle's shocked. Pleased to see you've made a big effort getting me.
Yeah.
Izzy.
Yeah.
Being a good mate of mine.
Yeah, yeah.
I expected that of you. Yeah. I couldn't believe that. Surprised to
what
see Michelle.
Friend. Yeah, yeah. But listen, what we'll do now, we'll just play some music and we'll be back in a second. This is Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You all right there, Chris?
Yeah.
Should we bring them back in then? Let's bring back in Isabel and Michelle.
Right.
One that doesn't speak, if you could bring them in, please. Here they are. Hello.
Bonjour. Ça va?
Now we...
Back on the lap.
We have a little bit of something to say.
Right, what now?
Right.
Has Michelle bought another bloke or something? What's going on?
No. You're not actually together, are you? And you're not French, are you?
No.
No, we're not.
So, who are you?
I'm Welsh.
You're Welsh, of course. Amazing. And Michelle?
And I'm from London.
You're from London. Yeah.
Right. So this is Gemma Rees and Matt Granados. They're both actors.
They're actors?
Yes.
Right, okay. So you're not Izzy from France.
Oh, I could be if you want me
are
to.
Are you two together? No. Right. Brilliant.
Well, you know Isabel that you spoke to on the phone?
Yeah.
She wasn't real either.
Who's she?
But it wasn't this Isabel. That was a completely different person.
So she wasn't French?
No.
What? So she...
basically...
So the girl I spoke to on the phone originally...
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wasn't that fussed about my accent?
Well, she wasn't French. Now, I would like to play back a little bit of the conversation that we had while that last song was on, because me and, obviously, we asked you to leave, and I've got a little bit here of what me and Chris were saying. Isabel and Michelle, if you want to go and sit in the live lounge for a minute, is that all right?
Mm.
And then we're just going to play. We're playing a song now. So, all right. Okay. So if you pop out and I'll see
au revoir.
You in a minute.
C'est bon, j'ai bien.
Okay. All right, see you in a minute, guys.
Now, that's a weird one. Did you know he was coming?
I didn't. I know. I knew she was coming, obviously.
Right. You see, weird thing in this, he seems more keen than she is. This is not...
I think he is quite keen, yeah.
Right. You can tell with those, the French... is they seem a little bit more liberal in terms of the arrangement that I think is going to happen here. I can see they're a couple, Scott. I can see they're a couple. It's quite clear that they're a couple who are very keen to become a triple.
I don't think they are.
If that's what they do in France, that's fair enough.
And I don't think there's anything
to worry
about.
That isn't what I expected from my accent. Thank you.
Sorry, Chris. Shall we all say sorry to Chris?
It's all good. Ça va.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Did you really believe he was French?
I mean, why not?
Can we hear him again? You love Chris's voice too, right?
Yes, magnifique.
Well, yeah.
The accent, très bon. Right.
When you listen back to it, not so much.
Okay.
Thank you to Matt and Gemma, our actors. Can I play once again the favourite quote from our off-air conversation that we had? Check it.
It's quite clear that they're a couple who are very keen to become a triple.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Today's show introducer.
You might not know this, but I'm about to join the Spice Girls.
Zoe.
Hi there.
So you are joining the Spice Girls?
Well, yes, supposedly. That's what's happening.
Is this at your school?
Yeah, basically, we have every year the sixth formers put on a fundraiser, and all the sixth formers do something silly in order to raise money for a local special school.
Right.
And so we all do a performance and hope that someone, a group of kids lower down in the school, will then bid on us to be their slaves for a day later in the year.
And which Spice Girl are you going to be?
Well, I'm the only blonde one in the group, so I'm Baby Spice.
Do you look like Emma Bunton?
Well, I'd like to think I do, but honestly, no. Not at all.
Do you have quite a large forehead?
Actually, I guess I do slightly.
So you and the other acts take part, and
yeah,
then you become their slaves?
Yeah, so basically, we do our performance, and then there's various other acts. So there's a group singing for One Direction, Beyonce Single Ladies, and various others. And then, so once we've all performed, and then they bid on us if they want us to be their slaves for a day. So we just have to take their bags to their lessons, and they get them at McDonald's, basically.
Yes.
What an honour.
And the boys in One Direction, are they like the school hotties?
I think they'd like to think so.
Well, but they're not, they just wear the bright coloured chinos.
I feel so horrible.
But they're all going, I'll be Harry. No, I'll be Harry, actually.
I think they were all trying to not have Harry so they didn't have to sing. So they were more fighting over Niall and Louis, so they didn't have to sing so much.
Who else have you got? Got an Ollie Murs?
Oh, I wish we did. I love Ollie Murs.
Have you got a flow rider?
No, we don't have a flow rider.
Oh, Chris can step in here.
This is my kind of vibe.
Nice. Well, if we had Ollie Murs and a flow rider.
Yeah, they could do their new song.
Yeah. But Chris, you're welcome to come along if you want to be flow rider.
I would genuinely love that.
You so should.
Will you please go to their school and be flow rider?
You should definitely do that.
Oh, I know you'd be good at.
Who?
Pitbull.
Pitbull?
Yes, to Mr. 305.
Pitbull, that would be brilliant.
Do I have to dress
up? We're hugely lacking in a pitbull.
You have to say things like...
You can dress up if you want.
You have to say things, my name ain't Keith, but I see you wear a sweat me, whatever it is.
Yes.
Mr. 305, yeah. Mr. Worldwide.
And you just have to run Kodak with Kodak.
That's it.
Yeah,
done.
That's not
And wear a suit.
I'm well up
and
for this.
And maybe shave your head.
Shave your head,
as well.
Yeah. Yeah, he's bald as a coot.
I'm... Oh, what? I mean, I can just put one of them swim hats on.
Yeah.
Just a swimming hat. We'll improvise.
Yeah, swimming hat and sunglasses and a suit.
Do you think any of the kids will bid for Chris to be the slave?
Oh, that's true. Who'd want Chris? Only him.
Harsh.
But no, I'm sure we have some Radio 1 fans who would be keen to have Chris their slave today.
I had to do one of these slave auction things when I was at uni.
Yeah.
And people had to bid. And to be honest, it was me and five other guys, and I was the cheapest one going.
Aww.
People weren't that fussed about me going around and cleaning their kitchens and stuff like that in their halls.
It's not as heavy duty, Oscar. It's literally just getting a McDonald's. It's quite simple.
Well, listen, good luck with your Spice Girls performance. When is it?
It's in 2 weeks' time. It's the 24th and 25th of October.
Well, listen, thank you very much for introducing the show.
Thanks, Scott.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1. So, have you been spotted already and you don't even know it yet? That's what misconnections are all about. These are all real ones. Have all appeared in the paper or online.
Are we ready?
So, let's find out who we're looking for on the first one. Is this you?
You, in black Speedos. Me, LMAO, at the cinema.
Okay, so this is a person we're looking for who was wearing black Speedos in the cinema.
Or was on screen.
Oh.
Do you see what I mean?
Well, let's hear the rest of it.
You streaked through the cinema in nothing but black Speedos and tripped into my lap when you were running from security.
So that person was laughing at this person who was streaking through the cinema in black Speedos. It does sound like something one of our listeners would do.
Oh, I don't know. It sounds fun.
You winked at me once before sprinting off. I distracted security for you. I'd like to talk to you.
There we are. So you obviously made an impression. So we're looking for that person who was running through the cinema in black Speedos.
I like the idea of it because it's a captive audience, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're all just sitting there.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm not saying that I've done this, by the way, but it's like a time at university where someone...
Have you done this?
It definitely wasn't me, but someone streaked through a lecture... wearing a mask, and the reason they did it is because they thought it would be very funny because they're all just sitting there facing forward.
Yeah,
and it was me. Yeah, and it was
you.
I can say it now. Actually, I've left the uni, haven't I? They can't do anything about it. I wouldn't encourage it.
What, you were completely no trial?
No. Yeah.
Nothing on?
Think minimal Batman.
Nothing on?
No. I had...
Something to protect?
Yeah. A small... Yeah, don't
right,
worry.
Good. Okay, so, black Speedo person... The person whose lap you fell into wants to get in touch. Let us know. Another missed connection here. Is this you?
It all happened over some salami.
So, this is a meeting over some salami.
I came into your place of work today and purchased some cold cuts. When I went to pay and you handed me the salami, we had an intense moment. I've been thinking about you all day.
So, did you meet the eye of someone over the meats? Were you serving them? Do you work in cured meats? When you were handing over the cold salami, did you maybe brush fingers with this person? Get in touch.
It almost feels like as they handed over the salami, there was something...
I think their eyes probably met. Yeah. They weren't even looking at the salami, and probably their fingers brushed lightly.
Yeah.
Let us know if that's you. Next.
Man looking for woman.
Okay, that's always a
that's
good
vague.
Start.
You were sick on the train.
This definitely sounds like one of our listeners.
I said, what did you eat? I think I see beans. You said, I ate a burrito. I thought we had a connection.
Right, yes, this has to be a listener of ours. Burrito, sick. So, were you sick on a train? Despite the whole burrito beans thing, this person thought you were hot. Get in touch with us. We'll pass you on the details.
Woman at lunch. It was around lunchtime, and I left my office to visit a nearby food van. I ordered fish, and then I saw you. You looked exactly like Bryan Cranston from Breaking Bad, which I found strangely attractive for a woman.
So, do you look like Bryan Cranston?
Who is this?
Breaking Bad. I know who that is, actually. You don't know any actors, do
Bryan,
you?
Bryan Cranston.
Cranston.
See, my mate's obsessed with this show, but I still haven't seen it. Oh, right. Okay. And there's a girl that looks like him. Amazing.
You were with a group of women and talking about the heat and how you sweat through everything by noon. It was about 11:30 at the time, and I'd have to say, you were pretty close.
So, sweaty Bryan Cranston.
Are we sure it wasn't the sweaty Bryan Cranston?
If it is, that's unfortunate.
I was so distracted by your conversation that I tripped on the curb and landed on my lunch. This made you laugh so hard that you almost choked on your food. You have a beautiful laugh.
So you got an attractive laugh?
It's hard to laugh whilst you're choking on your food, though. I don't think that was a laugh.
Do you remember that person that kind of fell over? By the curb.
I reordered and sat at a nearby table. One of your friends pointed at my stained crotch and said, "That's got to be hard to explain." I felt privileged to hear your laugh once again. As you and your friends were getting ready to leave, you pulled out a small thing of deodorant and began to apply it in public. Brazen.
So was that you pulling out the small deodorant out of your bag? While sweating profusely and looking a lot like Bryan Cranston.
I myself was getting ready to go back to work and I noticed you left behind your deodorant. So I took it. Would love to meet up and return it sometime. I'd wear my stained trousers if you'd like, just for a laugh.
So what are you saying? Was that you? Would you ever own up to that?
That's something to be proud of, isn't it?
Anything we can pass on here, I just want to make people fall in love with each other. Those are all real missed connections. Get in touch with us, we can put on the details for you and pass them on. Someone's been on saying, I served someone salami at work earlier in Sainsbury's, and when I handed it to her, there was a definite pause of about 3 seconds where we were each holding one end of the salami wow. and looking into each other's eyes. It got a little bit awkward, but I liked it. I think I'm the guy that text was about. That was instant, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Just trying to find people love here. Some people are asking if Miss Connections has ever been successful. I don't think we've got anyone together as yet, but I'm hopeful. Will and Guildford, can we have an update on any of the previous Miss Connections? Not really, no. But I cannot wait. For our first Miss Connections wedding.
Oh, God, can you imagine?
At some point where they hear it on the radio and they're like, that was me. Oh, my God, that was me. And then they get in touch, fall in love, and I can buy a hat. Hasn't happened yet, but, you know, I live in hope. The more we do, the more chance there is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's always a treat when we get some extra Dear Scott on a Friday. Here is the Posh Radio 4 lady with more of what you have been telling us.
Hello, all. I've been thinking back to when Scott first moved to the earlier time slot, and now that Becky is on the mend, I think it's only right that Becky Raps returns.
Yes.
And what perfect tune to recommence the feature than Gangnam Style. I've been trying to learn the lyrics myself, but have only been able to pick up the last word of lines 1, 2 and 3 of the first verse.
Quite hard.
Not sure how you would spell it in Korean, but phonetically written, something along the lines of Naeoja. However, I have full faith in Becky being able to step up to the challenge. Perhaps Chris and Scott could help out by singing the Ooh, Sexy Ladies bit. Just a thought. Love you, bye. Carolina, pronounced Carolina, off of Liverpool, X.
Haven't done Becky Raps for a while.
I would love to see the return of Becky Raps.
Becky is back on the show, so I think that when I'm back in a couple of weeks, we could maybe train Becky up to get ready to do Gangnam Style. She'll be able to nail it. I mean, that won't be a problem at all.
I mean, I thought the first time I heard Gangnam Style, I immediately thought this could be the one.
So we'll get her working on that, I think. Get her up to speed by the time I'm back.
We'll certainly ask.
Nice idea. Next.
Hi, Scott, Becky, if she's there, the PR4L and TOTDS. I've been listening to the Tap End song a lot and just can't get the beautiful voice of the lady that sings it out of my mind. She's got such a lovely voice. But who is she and where can we hear more of her? Loving the Tap End, real or no real, and innuendo bingo as ever. Peter, off of the woods, smiley.
Well, Peter.
I've bossed banter in Prague.
This isn't the beautiful voice you're talking about. This is my friend Chris. But there is a lush voice who goes, 24 years. And that is someone that we know called Maria Byrne.
Here it comes.
Here she is.
I did
24 years at the Tap End.
She's the Dido to your Eminem, isn't she?
Yes.
The Tap End.
She does her own songs as well, if you look up Maria Byrne. Not Marie Byrne, because that's Tesco Mary. They're very different.
Don't get that confused.
Very, very different. It's a farm music.
Lush song that is a bit farm music, and it comes with a nice video on YouTube.
Maria Byrne, not Marie, because that's Tesco Mary. Thanks. Farm music, it's good though.
You've got to be careful when you add that to farm music every now and then because it might come across rude.
Anyway, Maria Byrne is the voice you're looking for. Oh, by the way, you know the other day we were talking about Gangnam Style just then?
Yeah.
If you go onto the Radio 1 Facebook, do you remember our listener Lex, who is a tattoo artist and has done a great tattoo of Psy's face for somebody?
Yeah.
Radio 1 Facebook, if you want to see that. We have a new one for you to look at. I want you to look at this now.
Oh. Oh, wow.
On someone's arm. It's just Gangnam Style.
In fancy writing.
In very fancy writing. Look at our Facebook and imagine that on your arm or on your leg. BBC Radio 1 Facebook. Just another Gangnam Style tattoo to add to your list.
Mm.
The other one got a lot of views. The Psy face one is just unbelievable.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
As to why anyone would ever have that, but I think this new one with the fancy writing is quite tasteful, I think. Have you got anything to say for Dear Scott? While I'm away, it'd be good to build up some. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You can say anything at all. I feel a bit bad that I've just agreed that Becky will do Becky Raps Gangnam Style on her behalf when she's probably listening in the maternity ward at the moment, recovering.
Oh, come on.
So, hi, Becky, if you're listening. She said she was listening yesterday while popping a doot.
She's not popping a doot, as you call it. She's not at all.
She was a bit surprised by her big up.
But she's not, though.
Nothing winds you up more
just
than this.
Stop. I spoke
having
to
a baby.
Yesterday. Oh. What's the
curtain? Right, lads, we're all moisturised up. And
oh,
ready.
Why would you say this?
I'm ready for the weekend.
Do you know what I mean? There's some things.
Oh, I like this.
It's not. There's no need for it to be said.
There's no harm or shame in wearing moisturiser. Hello, Danny Howard.
Hi, Scott. You okay?
Yeah, you're all moisturised up as well?
Yeah, of course. I mean, what a nice surprise on a Friday afternoon.
Exactly.
Walk into the studio and get a bit of Chris's moisturiser.
No,
it's good stuff as well. You must be earning a fortune.
Hi, Danny Howard.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm very good, thanks. I'm just getting ready for tomorrow's show, and here I am with you.
Are you doing some mixing?
I've been doing some mixing.
Oh, yeah.
I'm always mixing.
Always mixing it up. Danny Anthems.
Danny Anthems.
Yeah, you should change your middle name to, like, The Weeknd or something.
Yeah, I like that.
Dance Anthems. Danny Howard with Dance Anthems at 4 p.m. every Saturday. That's what you need when you're going out Saturday night. Put Radio 1 on, 4 p.m.
Every week.
Every week.
That's what I do.
Every Saturday. It's good. It's a really good show.
Thank you. Thanks.
And today, Danny's here to play Real or No Real. So, some of these, all made up. Some of them, some facts that you will be impressed enough with to tell all your friends. But which ones are real, which ones are no real. 10 points for everyone you get right.
Okay.
Keep the scores, Stark.
Yeah, ma'am. Incan brides had to peel a potato to prove they would be a good wife.
I like the idea of auditioning.
I do.
Here's a peeler, love.
Off you pop.
Let's see what you're made of.
Oh, no.
So, is that true or not? Incan brides.
What are you saying?
Peeling a potato.
Well, whatever I say, you're going to go opposite.
No.
Okay. I'm going to say... false.
I'm going to say true. Real.
No real.
Okay. So you think that they'd have to peel a potato to see what a good bride they'd be?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Why not?
Yes, that one is real.
Yes.
God, I'd be rubbish. Can't Never peel mind. Him to save me life.
Can you not?
No.
Do you have someone to do that for you?
No. Next.
Sharks actually urinate through their skin.
Is that real or no real?
You go first this time, Chris.
I think this is one of these kind of scientific facts which is true.
So when they need a little wee, it just comes out their skin.
It's all different under the sea.
You don't have to do anything. You can just carry on with the day.
Yeah, carry
and
on.
And just, you know, urinate.
They can just wee in the sea.
Yeah, exactly.
Without it being a thing that is not supposed to be done.
There's no shame.
Right.
I'll say real.
We've all done it.
I'm going to go real.
Same. Real.
It's fine, no one knows, do they, ever? It's not like a swimming pool. It's like big, the sea.
Yes, that's real.
It is real. And next.
Chinchillas have evolved slowly from the tiger gene pool. If you shave all the fur off a chinchilla, you will see it has tiger stripes on its skin.
Fascinating. Is that real?
No real for me. I think they like big versions of hamsters, don't they? That's what they are.
Yeah. I'd say no real.
It's just a big hamster.
They don't look like they come from the tiger family anyway.
No real? I have to agree with that logic. No real.
That one is no real.
Yeah. I'm catching up.
You good? Next.
Penguins cannot walk backwards. They are too top heavy and would just fall down.
I can't remember a time I'd ever seen a penguin go backwards.
No.
We'll just topple down. Sounds like Chris on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Oi, oi.
I'll say real.
Yeah, what, that they can't go backwards?
That they can't go backwards.
Just fall over.
Like Scott, I can't remember the last time I saw a penguin going backwards either.
It just doesn't happen, does it?
No.
Don't see that on, like, planet Earth, do you?
But for the sake of competition, I'm going to say...
You see them moonwalking occasionally.
I'm going to say the opposite. So what
I
are you
said
saying?
No real, sorry.
Right,
no
so
real.
I'll go real.
Yes, that's real.
Yes.
So here's your next.
I got confused. I got the wrong way round.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll have them points.
Did you meant to say the other one?
I was meant to say the other one.
Oh.
Chris, you're confusing me.
Error. Next.
Manchester United manager Sir Alex Ferguson has had the same piece of chewing gum for the last 20 years.
Believable.
He loves the gum, doesn't he?
Why has he not done an advert with gum? That's what I've always wondered.
Why has he not been approached for that?
He must get offered.
Must have a tired jaw.
Yeah.
He's always chewing.
Probably keeps his jaw quite fit by doing it, doesn't it? I mean, it's not tired, it's just a super jaw.
How bland is that piece of chewing gum now, though?
Oh, yeah, that would have lost all flavour. Maybe there's no longer any gum in there. Maybe it ran out ages ago.
What, he's just chewing his face off?
We're just sort of
forgotten.
Real or no real?
So let me get this the right way round.
Oh, God.
He's had the same piece of chewing gum for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
No real.
So okay.
I'm going to say no real.
That is no real.
No. He changes it at least once a week, apparently.
So he should.
And next.
Barack Obama's favourite food is pickled onions. The American president eats up to 2 jars a week.
Keeps your strength up, doesn't it?
Two jars of what, sorry?
Pickled onions.
Pickled onions.
Sour face.
Do you like pickled onions?
Occasionally.
Mm.
Maybe it's a buffet.
Yes.
Be partial.
So, real or no real?
But does Obama like them?
Well, how many buffets does he have? Loads.
I'm going to say real.
Okay, I'm going to go no real.
That one is no real.
Oh, I wonder what it is, his favourite food. So, at the end of that round of real or no real, just counting up the points here for you.
Count them up. Danny got 40, I got 50.
Oh, Danny. But if you'd said that one the other way
I
round.
Oh, yeah. This is the thing.
Get Dance Anthems, Danny Howard, in your life tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. And that was Friday's Scott Mills Daily. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm off on my holidays for the next 2 weeks, but make sure you join Hugh Stevens weekdays on Radio 1 between 1 and 4. Scott Mills,
BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.